Welcome to the In Sync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing working in semi-permanent makeup with award-winning Tori Robbins. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Brilliant. So could you introduce yourself for me and what you get up to?
Okay, yes. So my name's Tori Rosero, and I'm a tattooist and permanent makeup artist from Liverpool. I do training and I have my appointments for both tattooing and permanent makeup, and I'm the creator of the UK's first tattoo training course.
Well, amazing. So wanted to get a bit more background. So how did you get started in the industry? Like, what kind of led you to doing what you're doing now?
So I was at uni and I'll be honest, I just didn't have a job. So I did prosthetics at uni, and there was obviously, even now, there's like no jobs in it at all. So I wanted to do tattooing, but I didn't feel like I was creative enough. So I ended up going into a studio and then obviously becoming a tattoo artist with them. I then wanted to kind of branch out to permanent makeup, but again, didn't really know any training providers, because I think back in like 2017, there wasn't many great permanent makeup artists that were training. So I ended up doing two microblading courses, and honestly, like, I felt like I couldn't microblade. Like, even today, I still feel like microblading just isn't my thing. And then obviously I then branched off into the lip tattooing, and then eventually the powder brows. But lip tattooing's always been kind of like my favorite treatment to do. I think because I do like the cleft lip and stuff, it's just, it can be quite rewarding. And I feel like I've perfected my technique over the years. But definitely, like, I wouldn't consider changing careers, because I feel like it's such a lovely industry to be a part of as well.
Definitely, it sounds like you really found your groove in it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a hard industry, but I feel like when you network with other artists and you know, you do different masterclasses and you really want to, like, you know, progress your work, like, you can definitely find your little niches in the industry, of course.
So what kind of, why did you kind of get into semi-permanent makeup? Was it kind of drawn on from experiences, or did you just kind of get intrigued about doing it?
I think, to be honest, it was probably just because I was like obsessed with like makeup and applying makeup myself, and the thought of like actually tattooing somebody's makeup on, I don't know, it just really excited me. So I'd say, yeah, I think that's kind of why I got into it as well. And again, no one was really like, there was people doing it, but like, again, it wasn't like a big thing and like a huge thing as what it is now. So I think that kind of excited me as well.
That's awesome. So you said you've got like a favourite treatment, which is kind of doing like cleft lips. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. So with cleft lip and stuff, like, it's quite special actually, because there's actually a lot of people that have cleft lip that you know, don't want to kind of walk around without any lipstick on or anything. They feel quite self-conscious. So to me, to be able to do like a life rewarding treatment for somebody is like really special. Again, not everybody wants it done, but again, the way that I can do that for somebody just makes me feel really good, as well as them feeling good, if that makes sense. But again, like, you just adapt your techniques to be able to do that for somebody, and I feel like there's no limits with permanent makeup as to how far you actually can go.
Do you reckon you'll go into kind of other reconstructive techniques, or is it that kind of like your specialism, that's what you're going to go with?
I feel like for me, I feel like if I focus on the cleft lip, that's as far as it'll go for me for now. But again, I still feel like areola tattooing is of an interest to me, because it's like creating like realistic nipples. So again, with like my tattooing background, I feel like that would aid me to be able to do that, but not at this moment in time. I don't think I'm gonna go down that route, but it'd still be something that I would be interested in the future.
That sounds amazing. It's really great how you get enjoyment out of it, you know, if, especially with any job, you know, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to produce your best kind of work, really.
Of course, yeah. It's like, if you're not passionate about something, you're never going to like it. And, you know, this day and age, if you don't like your job, like, you know, it can be hard to be, like, productive as well. Mm. So I think it's good if you absolutely love what you do, which I do.
That's awesome. So I wanted to kind of circle back to what you said in the beginning. You said you developed a training course around tattooing. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so I've been tattooing for years now, and Fine Line is massive in America, and obviously there's a lot of training in America for it, but in the UK there was nothing. And at the time I was talking to a client, and the client was like, you know, you should train this, you know. And I was like, oh no, you have to have a standard apprenticeship or go on like a larger training program. I couldn't just, you know, train anybody. Mm. So I started kind of looking into stuff and, you know, regulations and things like that, and going through like Tattoo Safe and just kind of seeing what I could actually do to open this up, kind of like this industry that's quite taboo. So yeah. I spoke to my accreditation company and said, is this something that we can do like together? Can we create like a Fine Line training course, but for permanent makeup artists? Something that's never ever been done before. And I remember saying to her last July it was, and she was like, yeah, of course we can, like, you know, we'll go through what everything that you need to do, and then hopefully we'll have you something, you know, accredited. So honestly, it was such a lengthy process, but I look back and I'm grateful of that it wasn't rushed. So I developed that training course for permanent makeup artists, and I was the first in the UK, and still am the first accredited training course in the UK. Mm. However, I travelled to Ireland and Scotland now, so I'm also the first in that, in them countries as well, which is amazing. And I get so much enjoyment out of training this particular course, because it's such an exciting industry to be a part of. It's very creative, and like, if you're kind of wanting to get into like the Fine Line and stuff, like, it's definitely a really interesting course as well, because you learn a lot about like the history of tattooing as well. So yeah, I'm really kind of grateful that I came up with that idea and kind of put that out there on the market, and I'm just glad I did it.
It's amazing as well, because you've not only got your passion in your work, but you're passing it on to like new students as well.
Of course, yeah. I think that's what I'm really passionate about as well, is like giving them everything that I've done and seeing them absolutely smash their businesses, and them have kind of that passion as well and that fire in their belly to continue. So I get a buzz out of that as well. And it's really, really nice to see, you know, someone you've trained and they're absolutely just smashing it, and the work they're producing is amazing. So yeah, honestly, it's a really good feeling.
No, it sounds absolutely amazing. My next question for you is, what would you tell those, or what advice could you give to those looking into going into semi-permanent makeup?
So I would research the artists that they're kind of wanting to train with. So I don't mean just kind of like looking at a few pictures, like really get to know them before you commit to the course. Mm. And I wouldn't base it on price as well, because I see a lot of the time, like, there's a lot of like very, very unregulated training courses, and, you know, in 5 days you can, you know, create lips, eyeliner, brows, and God knows what else, and like they come out of the training and they feel like they can't even pick up a machine or a microblade. So I wouldn't base it on price. I would base it more on the experience and the artists that you want to go into. Just research the hell out of them, reach out to them, talk to them, you know, because you want to go to someone reputable with experience. And I feel like that is the best way you can get into the semi-permanent makeup industry and do well with it as well.
That's key. What about any techniques they can do in the build-up, I guess, towards hopefully gaining an apprenticeship?
So I actually have an online training platform that's actually coming out for like people that just don't know what route to take. So this kind of involves like sort of like a taster into the industry. So like you have a lot of like Procreate tips on there, they have interviews on there, so they can really get a feel for like what to expect when you get into it, even down to like how would you set up your business, because in school they don't tell you anything like that. Some courses don't even tell you. So again, like, I feel like that's a good starting point for anybody who wants to do it. Just get a little subscription, try it out, and then invest in a course. I feel like that's how you're going to get the best value as well.
Oh, definitely. Do you have a date that it's going to be coming out? Is it still in the works?
Still in the works. However, we are hoping it's going to be the next few weeks and it'll launch. Again, this is the first in the tattooing and permanent makeup industry. So that's, again, something that I've done that I thought would aid, you know, everyone from different backgrounds. Like, you don't even have to be, you know, a tattooist. Like, you could own, you know, a construction company, or you could own like a cake business. Like, it just really, really helps you to like get into like the business side of things as well. And yeah, that's, again, something I'm passionate about delivering, kind of like what I've done wrong in the past and what you can do right, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Well, when it's nice and ready and available, we'll put a link in the description of this episode as well, because I think that'd be such a key resource for anyone who's listening.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
It's all right. So I guess before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to add, any kind of last bits of advice, or anything you want to cheekily plug, you know, wherever it's your fancy?
Oh, that's a hard one. Like, I don't know. I would probably say like about different techniques as well, what you can learn, I'm going to say, on the online training. So it doesn't kind of stop where it's not just permanent makeup. Like, some of the techniques that you learn in permanent makeup, like on the online, like, you get, like, if you go for, we have a standard package and a mentoring package. So with the mentoring one, which is the highest one, you can request custom videos. So if there's a particular technique, such as what a lot of people ask me for is the faux freckles. So if there's a particular technique that you're interested in learning, I can make custom videos to send to you as well, which I think is a really good resource for people who kind of just want to learn different little tips and tricks that can help. So yeah, I'd say that's probably what I would add in, maybe.
That sounds brilliant. I guess also they should probably practice on a piece of fruit, or maybe like some fake skin, rather than just going straight into the straight onto a person.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'd say definitely, like, the best skin you can get is called Real Skin. And you can get that from killerbeauty.com. They're really, really good for all like your supplies and stuff. So yeah.
Cool, that's amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak with me.
Oh no, thank you so much for asking me. Thank you.
Thank you to my guest today, Tori Robbins, for speaking with me on her experience as a fine line tattooist and semi-permanent makeup artist. If you're interested in learning more about her work or her course, please visit www.toritattoo.co.uk. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.